I'm hearing from people every single day in extremely dire situations. As this scheme moves on and time progresses, these homes are becoming extremely, extremely dangerous. And that's my biggest concern, that we are going to have a tragedy in one of these homes. You're right, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm hearing from these people morning, noon and night, and some of them are on their knees now emotionally. Their mental health's on the ground, their health's deteriorating, of people contacting me that they've respiratory problems. Have children that have missed, half a year of school term due to respiratory and constant chest infections because of mould and damp in their homes. And remember, we have social homes that are the same. We don't have a social housing remediation scheme. I told today and here in the meeting about a lady that practically paints the walls with bleach and then sleeps in that room. I don't know what to tell her. Is the bleach worse or is the toxic mould spores worse for her to sleep in that room? And that's a social house that we have here, and we don't have a social housing remediation scheme. There was a proposal put through in October 21, and here we are nearly 5 years later, and no social housing remediation scheme, and the homes deteriorate. Not by, as I mentioned in there today, not by the week, not by the month, by the week now, and it can't continue.
And the perception is that what's being discussed in Dublin is numbers, it's strategies, it's politics. What's not being discussed in Dublin is the bleach.
You wouldn't be able to sleep, Donal, with some of the stories that I hear from people and the situations that they're living in. Living in fear, constant fear. Some living in one room. I met a lady yesterday. She's an elderly lady with a disabled daughter, and she is terrified that the gable is about to come down in the house. She's terrified for their safety. And they, as you know, the testing now is 6-9 months, you know, on the scheme. You know, she's not going to get anything done for another year. She's facing another winter in that home. Absolutely terrified. Now, she showed me photos of her home before I went to meet her, and every picture has mould grown all over it. The walls are covered in mould. You know, this is the lived reality, and this is what the government need to see, but there's no urgency. Don't get me wrong, the government know, because I've been telling them, I've been sending them photos, but there's no urgency there. We're far enough away from Dublin, as far as I can tell, to concern them, but when a tragedy happens, they'll be first here knocking on the doors in Donegal to pay their sympathies.
And you mentioned winter, and yes, I mean, on a day like today, we're into the 20s, everything is lovely, we're all wearing shorts and skirts, but I mean, the fact is, winter is a short few months down the line, and given the pace at which things move in this scheme, we could be heading into another winter of grave danger for many people.
Donal, I've been in this chamber nearly every time crying about getting something put in place to get people out of the worst homes where there is, you know, big weather storms or you know, conditions worsen, because the structures of these homes, and engineers are coming to me to say, I honestly don't know how that roof is holding, those blocks are holding up that roof of that house, or I don't know how that bison slab, you know, the walls are holding up, that bison slab could come down at any time. This is the reality. This is what the government need, but the government and the department are not engaging with us, and that has to change urgently. We need to get solutions in place to get these people. Temporary modular homes was mentioned there again. They've denied that every step of the way so far. We cannot do a social housing remediation scheme without having temporary accommodation for the families to go into. It simply will not work. So they need to know that. They need to hear these real life lived stories, because this is what is happening in Donegal, sadly. It's a humanitarian crisis, and it now needs to be dealt with as a humanitarian crisis.